I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Last summer, some 200,000 Germans turned out to hear candidate Barack Obama speak in Berlin. Of course, Germans can't vote in U.S. elections, but if they could, they'd overwhelmingly back the Democrat. Germans like Obama for many reasons. One is his status as a minority. Ironically, minorities don't fare too well in German politics, as The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Berlin.
At a recent Democrats Abroad party here in an old wood-floored beer house, about 50 people celebrate Obama's lead in the polls. About half the room is American expats, the other half Germans, including the piano player.
Amy's dad, on the piano.
She says she decided to play this gig free of charge. She likes Obama that much.
After seeing 8 years of Bush's trademark unilateralism, it's quite refreshing to see somebody that says, I'm willing to talk, I'm willing to listen to you. It's incredible, actually, for us.
Under Bush, Germany has felt ignored, especially with regard to the war in Iraq, which Germany opposed. But this woman, like many Germans, says Obama's minority status also makes him appealing.
I was actually quite amazed at the success he had concerning that he is a black man. And it really gave me a lot of hope to see that a person like him could rise to where he is.
Hope, she says, that American politics will somehow be transformed. Reporter Lars Fontaine says this expectation is common among Germans. Fontaine is covering the Obama campaign for the daily newspaper Der Tagesspiegel.
I think Germans often see black people as the ones that carry sort of the burden and they carry the experience of being oppressed, and they are the ones that experienced all the things that are evil about the U.S., and now the fact that someone is running for that office sort of maybe represents all the hope and all the goodness that people like to see in the U.S., so that makes it more interesting as well, I think, from a German point of view.
Germans might be enamored with the idea of a minority U.S. president, but ask them whether Germany is ready for the same, and most shake their heads.
We do have some Turkish politicians which actually do have some good positions, but I would never see them as a chancellor, actually.
That's Geza Ludica, a political science student here in Berlin. Hers is a common opinion. There are more than 2 million Turks in Germany, but only a handful hold political office. There are just 5 in Germany's 613-seat lower house of parliament. The rest hold local positions. Among those is Bilge Öne. She represents the Green Party in the Berlin State Parliament. Öne came to Germany from Turkey when she was 2 years old. Her parents were part of a wave of guest workers who helped rebuild the country. Her desk is covered with files, reports, and a Vote for Barack Obama pin.
Unfortunately, Turks in Germany have no Barack.
Öne agrees that a German Obama is unimaginable today, and there are several reasons. First, she says, German society has historically excluded foreigners.
The top of the exclusion was the Holocaust. It's a fact. We had the Holocaust, and we have this history. And after that, migrants came here to work. But the German society was not ready for minorities. They were not used to minorities. They were used to exclude them. So how can they be able to accept them as full members of the society if they were used to something else?
She points out that Turks have only been in Germany for about 50 years, far less time than African Americans in the U.S. A few more generations will have to pass, she says, before a Turkish German can reach high office. But there's another issue that might hold Turks back, and that's religion. Most Turks are Muslims, and fear of Islam is high, at least for the moment, in Germany. Even though Obama is a Christian, Turkish leaders here hope his success in America will help motivate young Turkish Germans to get involved. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Berlin.